Now, Phil, are you feeling itchy?
Well, I like a bit of scratch every now and again, but yeah, not like, right now at the moment.
It's kind of like sneezing, isn't it? When and coughing and yawning and things. As soon as one person does it, everyone feels that urge either to clear their throat or have a scratch or have a yawn. But itching seems to be quite a special phenomenon. And for a long time, scientists have been trying to work out, you know, why do we itch? What actually is an itch? Why do we scratch? Why is it so pleasurable? And for a while, there's been kind of the idea there might be some itch-specific nerve cells in the body. They just tell the brain when you're itchy. Okay. And now a group of scientists who are based at Washington University in St. Louis have found them.
Oh, they actually exist then?
Yes, it's Yang Gang Sun and Zhu Fen Cheng, who are in Washington, St. Louis, have found this population of nerve cells. They innervate or supply the skin across the entire body surface. And each nerve supplies one little patch of skin, and when that patch of skin gets an itch on it, this nerve cell fires off. They have discovered that the nerve cell, when it wants to tell the brain that there's an itch there, squirts out a transmitter substance, which is called GRP, which is gastrin-releasing peptide. That's just the nerve transmitter chemical that comes out. And the spinal cord cells have a receptor, a chemical docking station, which is GRPR,
okay.
Gastrin-releasing peptide receptor. And when the two come together, the chemical and the docking station, the brain says, aha, this patch of skin itches. And they've found that if they knock the gene that makes that receptor out from mice and then give the mice something to make them itch, the mice itch very, very little.
Okay.
So it suggests that this is the pathway by which you can sense itching. Now, the really good news is that because people have already looked at this GRP substance, because in the past it's been implicated in the way in which tumours grow, doctors have already made a number of drugs that can block it and stop it binding to things. So they reckon that if they give these drugs to mice and in people, it'll stop itching. And this means we might have a very powerful anti-itch drug, which would be really useful for people with things like eczema who have chronically itchy skin.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds really good. But of course, itching is a useful thing as well, isn't it? I mean, you have to itch for a reason. So
it's a protective thing. And lots of people say, why do we bother with itching? But it's to draw your attention to something being wrong on the surface of the body, so you pay attention to it. And if it's a biting insect or something or a parasite, you could flick it off. Or if it's an area that's getting irritated for some other reason, it draws your attention to the fact that something's wrong. So it does have an important function, but at the same time, it can have a destructive function if you itch so much you actually draw blood or something.
Absolutely, yeah. Sounds quite nasty.
No cure for the 7-year itch either, Phil.
Ha 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 ha.